Blog Talk Radio.
You're again now. I'm to give you more, more of my time. Don't call it. Give me a moment just to remind you of the love we've not made before. The reason you can't close this door, I see confusion in your eyes. And maybe you're a little surprised the way we make love under the moonlight. Tomorrow you'll see the new light. Come away in a dream. This world, it's not what it seems. There'll be no gold at the end of the rainbow. Birds don't fly anywhere that they born if I, nothing in this world can justify loving on your heart for I and I, you and I, you and I, baby. Maybe it's just fate, a time of things we've been waiting. Is it chance to brought us together? We can go in search of forever.
But more, the hurt are gonna
these trying suits. If you don't have a ticket, you don't have a chance to do the dividend. Prepare to it before it's too late. Come on, Africa, with open gates, with open arms. Welcome one and all.
Lovely and pleasant today. And we are on Financial Friday. J-Rock won't be here. Well, he'll be here a little later. I know he's dealing with some commerce right now. So, you know, got me on the show right now. Like I said, today is Financial Friday. And to get right into it, we're going to be focusing on trust. And this is a disclaimer, a notice, and a notice that we do not give legal advice. And we will never give legal advice. And we do not practice law, and we will never practice law. And that's what attorneys do. And if you want that service, go ahead and contact them. They'll help you as much as possible. Everything is for educational purposes only, and you can also find these information online at the tip of your fingers. So that's where we're getting these things from. And like you said, educational purposes only. So, yeah, today's topic is trust. Like, what is a trust, definition of trust, and, you know, we'll get right into it. I'm just right here sipping my tea, chickweed mixed with blue vervain, good for the nervous system. But we'll go ahead and get into the private chat. Let's see what we got. All right. So, in the private chat, see the definition of trust, the etymology. Let's go ahead and click that. And it says trust, noun, C-1200, reliance on the veracity, integrity, or other virtues of someone or something, and religious faith. From Old Norse, trust, help, confidence, protection, support. From Proto-Germanic, abstract, noun, tristum, source also of Old Frisian, trust, Dutch, trust, comfort, consolation. Old High German, trust, trust, fidelity, German, trust, comfort, consolation, Gothic, trustee, agreement, alliance. From Proto-Germanic, truas, source of Old English, troen, to believe, trust, and troe, faithful trustee. From Piru, Duru, be firm, solid, steadfast. It says from C1300 as reliability, trustworthiness, and trustiness, fidelity, faithfulness. From late 14th century as confidence, expectation, and that on which one relies. From early 15th century in legal sense of confidence placed in one who holds or enjoys the use of property entrusted to him by its legal owner. Mid-15th century as condition of being legally entrusted, meaning businesses organized to reduce competition, is recorded from 1877. Trust Buster is recorded from 1903. And it says trust verb. C1200 from Old Norse, tresta, to trust, rely on, make strong and safe. From trust, see trust, noun, related trusted, trusting. And I'm gonna go scroll all the way down. Let's check out this definition. This is trust verb. Have confidence or faith in. Allow without fear. Be confident about something. Expect and wish. Confer a trust upon. Chiefly archaic. Extend credit to. And don't trust my ex-wife, and I won't pay her debts anymore. That's the quote. Open quotation, don't trust my ex-wife, I won't pay her debts anymore. And that's close quotation marks. Trust now, something as property held by one party, the trustee, for the benefit of another, the beneficiary. Trust now, certainty based on past experience. Trust the believing in the honesty and reliability of others. Trust a consortium of independent organizations formed to limit competition by controlling the production and distribution of a product or service, complete confidence in a person or plan, etc., and trustful relationship. All right, so we seen a lot of those. All right, God, I got you. Give me one second. Peace to the God.
Peace to the God, man. Hey, I'm in the chat, God. You can go ahead. I'm in there with you.
Yeah, I can't hear you. It sounds like it's like snuffed up.
All right, what about now?
Yeah, very clear.
Alright, bet. I'm in the back, man. You was going over trust, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'm in it.
Alright, for sure. So, yeah. They going good and everything on that side, God?
Oh, yeah, man. Just was doing a little commerce, man. You know, trying to get a lot of little things together, you know, with in the common industry. So, yes, sir. I cannot complain. How about yourself?
Hey, beautiful and pleasant. Beautiful and pleasant. You know what I'm saying? Definitely the BP.
Yes, sir. That's what I like to hear, man. That's what I like to hear. And shout out to all the listeners. You know what I'm saying? Anybody that's that decided to be a part of the blog talk today.
Real talk. So we doing it for?
Yes, sir.
All right, so yeah, we was just going over the definition of trust just now, you know what I'm saying, or the etymology dictionary. So, and it was saying that it's a reliance, you know, and religious faith, and basically like trustworthiness. Like, you have to have a solid, firm trust. And it also says inside the legal term of it, or the legal sense, when someone places a property into another person's, you know what I'm saying, possession, to basically for the benefit of the beneficiary. That's what I'm trying to say. I don't know if you're looking at something on my laptop screen. My fault. Yeah, but...
Oh, you good.
Yeah, one who holds or enjoys the use of property entrusted to him by its legal owner. So, if you do have a trust, you know, it's the grantor, settlor, you know what I'm saying? The person who creates the trust. And you got the trustee, you know what I'm saying? The one who the grantor puts its trust into or in trust. And you got and the trustee holds like the titles and all that for the property. And they can hold the property or they can also use the property, but they should not use it in the benefit of the trustee. And the beneficiary is who benefits from the trust, who benefits from all of these titles and properties. But
correct.
I feel like we should go ahead and do like a series on this, so you can get a better understanding of how everything kind of operates. You know, just information. That's all. Information.
Most definitely.
So we could go ahead and do trust this show. Next show we could go ahead and go into trust the grantor settlor. Then next show, of course, we could break down trustee. Then the next show, the beneficiary, and then we could stop there, because I think everyone should get the gist
right.
how everything works by that time. Especially if it's like an hour long show for each one. Definitely.
Right.
Yeah. So what do you think? What is your comments on the definition of trust? Like,
man, it's, to me, like you say, it's all about, with everything, it's all about having that trustee and, you know, some understanding like the fundamentals of what a trust is, you know what I'm saying? Like, giving the breakdown of it kind of, you know, helps you to know exactly what you're getting yourself into and what you're dealing with, because I feel as though everybody should actually everyone should know about trust. You know, and especially if you are dealing with real estate, or if you ever plan to actually own anything or try to own anything, I feel as though, you know, the breakdown of this definition itself kind of help you to understand the importance of what a trust actually is. You know, my curiosity about it is that I'm kind of curious as to why a lot of people don't know about a trust. You get what I'm saying? Like, why is it that we don't know, you know, about these type of things? Why were we never taught anything about a trust? Like, why is that? You know,
it's just not to cut you off. I just have a few comments. So it's just ignorance. It's just ignorance, The thing is this thing called public and private, right? So
right.
You got to okay. So let's just speak on the educational standpoint. you got a public education, and then you got a private education. All right, public education, government school, however they want to put it, public school, you know?
Right.
Private education doesn't necessarily mean private school or private education that is inside the public or has access to the public, but private education just meaning what your parents are talking to you about. A lot of parents and families are not having private studies with each other because of maybe work. By the time they come home, they're tired. The children is going to school for public education, and by the time they come home, they're going to sleep. And when the parents and the children do come home, they want to have their free time, but they want to just play. They don't want.
Right.
They just came from work. They don't want to come from work and then work again.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So it's just that type of mindset. It creates a cycle, and it creates complacency and comfortability, and they're comfortable of just coming home and resting, going straight to sleep, and then starting the day over again and doing a cycle. So,
right.
But it's really up to the parents, I feel, until the child turns about 18, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because they're seen as the age of majority or maturity. And, yeah, you can't blame your parents. Like, I don't blame my parents for not teaching me certain things, you know what I'm saying? Because their parents probably didn't teach them certain things, so I can't blame them for certain things. You know, but
right.
Because that's just putting the blame on somebody else. How do we look? We in our 20s, 30s, saying, "Oh, my parents didn't do this for me. Their parents didn't do that for me." What?
Right.
We still blame with our parents. Hey, we old. We turn 18. By the time we turn 18, you fully in control. So what happened to those other years? Who's responsible for those other years beyond 18?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So aspect, and also I have one more comment, and I'll let you finish, Carl, my fault. So about the ownership part of everything, right? When you're dealing with the trust and the position of owning property, you don't necessarily want to own property only because it brings the liability, you know. With ownership comes liability. Liability meaning taxes and lawsuits. That's the two liabilities. And just to sum it up, you want to control everything and own nothing. And that's all I got to say for that.
Oh, yeah, you are definitely right, God, because that comes with building your trust, owning nothing and control everything. That's the whole beauty of having a trust, you know, and you are exactly right, you know. But not to divert from the subject, I actually heard you talking about the Bluebird Bank. That's crazy because that's what I was outside talking to the gentleman about, because he was having, like, you know, heart conditions. And I was like, man, you just don't know. That Bluebird Bank going to get you right. You know.
Yeah, it gets your mind right. It gets all the nervous system right, the whole entire nervous system. So, you know what I'm saying? I like to combine my herbs. So I like to be experimenting.
Man, you and me both, man. We're going to have to talk about that Bluebird Bang, though, this Tuesday, man. We're going to have to get on that because there's a lot of people, man, that talk to me a lot, man, and they be trying to figure out what to do. I'm going to just send them to the station, man, and say, hey, look, just call in, man. We're going to talk about it. We're going to get you right. We're going to get them right, man. But, yeah, man, let's get back into it, though. You know, we was on.
All right, so let's see. Let's go back into the private chat. That was just the definition of trust. So let's go ahead and let's go down to fine law, right?
Okay.
Click that link right there. And it says trust are estate planning tools that can help you manage property during life while ensuring a smooth transition of affairs after death. So trust can be used for estate planning, you know. It could be used during the lifetime of your life, and it could help you transition when going through death. And it says the trust section of fine laws, estate planning center includes practical information on different types of trust, including living trust and charitable trust. You'll also find useful guidance on how to set up a living trust, choosing a trustee, tax implications of trust, when it makes sense to hire an attorney, and related issues. Right?
They have so many different kind of trusts, man, that you can be able to actually look into. I know we was dealing with that estate planning, you know, and trying to get a better understanding of the estate planning trust, man. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing to actually have and to actually look over. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think if people focus more on the trust first versus, like you said, going out and actually just spending your money the way that you want to spend your money, you'll find out that it's a lot less complicated when you actually dive into this whole trust thing first versus actually trying to go out and own things on your own, you know. Because like Kalam stated, man, you're putting a lot of liability on you. A lot of liability, man. And, you know, with me having kids, man, I look at that a lot. Even with, man, the vehicles that I have, or, you know, even dirt bikes or whatever, it's a lot of liability that you can be held liable for. And you don't really want to deal with that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't really want to find yourself in a legal suit when you could have just played it smart, put everything inside of this trust, controlled everything, and had everything owned by the trust. So it makes a big difference, you know. They say when you know better, you do better, man.
Right.
It's a beautiful thing once we dive deeper into this trust. Like, I want to be able to, man, know how to set them up with no problem, you know, and do it in a proper way to where, you know, hey, man, I'm just sitting back just collecting the benefits off of it, and I ain't got to do too much of that, you know what I'm saying? Just control everything. So,
yes, sir.
Yeah, I feel. Yeah, also, just a little small comment. You know, it's a lot of different trusts. It's definitely above 60 different trusts, more than 60.
Yeah.
So, it's more than 60 different trusts, and depending on how you want to move, you use whichever one is best for you.
Right.
But it's also two different sides, the public and the private ones. So you definitely have to know how to utilize each one, decide which side you want to be on, then why you want to be on that side, and then utilize it like that. And that's just my little small comment on it, because a lot of people might just go ahead and say, well, let me just go to the bank. Let me go create a trust. All right. Remember, the banks are public, and the people set up your bank accounts inside of the bank, or your trust, or your trust accounts inside of the bank, only know public information. They only know what they supposed to know. So they're going to set you up with a basic trust, you know, just a basic trust. And basic meaning public or standard, everybody's using it. It's when everybody's doing something doesn't mean that it's the best.
Right.
So, yeah, I just wanted to put that in there because
exactly.
You can't go around learning. You can't go around learning learning information for yourself. But anyway, we'll hop back into it. And it says types of trust. And it says there are many different kinds of trust possible, though all trusts can be separated into two groups, revocable and irrevocable trusts. The key difference that one can be revoked and the other cannot is apparent in their names. Though the reasons for selecting one or another has more to do with other details about ownership and control. Yeah. A revocable trust, often called a living trust, are trusts in which the person making the trust transfer their title of property into the trust, serves as the initial trustee, and has the ability to remove, change, modify, alter, or entirely revoke the trust during their lifetime. Trusts of this sort are useful because the trust owns the property rather than the person making the trust. As such, when the person dies, the property held in trust is not subject to probate. An irrevocable trust, by contrast, is one that cannot be altered, changed, modified, or revoked once it has been created. So I just told you about the revocable trust, often called a living trust, which the living trust, you know, like they said, the trust will actually own the property, right? And, you know, the trustee is the one who controls it, of course. But the one who created the trust, the living trust, the revocable trust, can alter it. That means they can change the trustees at any point of time. They can alter the whole trust if they wanted to. They could just stop and disassemble the whole trust if they really wanted to, right? And only while they're living, though. Because when they're dead, of course, they can't do nothing. They can't write while they're dead. But it also says the revocable trust avoids probate. And probate just meaning you just have to go through – sometimes you have to go through probate court when you're dealing with, like, wills, trust, stuff like that. Because you're trying to transfer properties, and a lot of people are not setting up trusts. Because what the trust does is it avoids the probate, the process of probate, and actually, like, skips that whole process of having to pay an attorney and give an attorney who never had anything to do with your properties. Because you have to give them a percentage. That's for service. So
yeah,
it skips that process, and it gives it to whoever the beneficiary is of the trust. It just skips on and goes straight to there. And who will be in control? The trustee. The trustee will be controlled for the benefit, the beneficiary. So, yeah, that's just that part. And it says revocable trust may be vulnerable to claims by the creditors. To access these assets, the creditor will need to petition the court for an order enabling them to access the assets of the trust. But the control the trust maker maintains in trust of this kind is precisely what makes the assets vulnerable to creditors. Upon death, a revocable trust becomes irrevocable. So, like they said, upon the death of the revocable trust, it then automatically becomes irrevocable. Why? Because a dead person cannot no longer write physically and update the trust. And it says there are many kinds of revocable and irrevocable trust. We detail many of the trust types and their characteristics elsewhere in this section. And it says, setting up a trust. Trusts, regardless of their type, have some common features. A trust is a transfer of legal ownership of property or assets from the property owner, called the trustor, to a person or institution responsible for handling the property, called a trustee. This property is held for the benefit of a third party called the beneficiary. A trustee is often compensated for their management of the trust. Regardless of whether they are paid, the trust creates a fiduciary relationship between the trustee and the beneficiary, meaning that they can only act in the interest of the beneficiary. The grantor may act as trustee, but they still have the fiduciary duty. The grantor may also be the beneficiary of a trust or among several beneficiaries. The obligations created by these different roles are important to consider when establishing a trust. All right, so they basically said they're saying that the trust can be, the grantor can be the trustee and the beneficiary. Right?
Right.
But
right.
If you move like that, you gotta be real safe, because it's more to that. That's like public information right there. So you gotta be
right.
Moving way better than that, trust me, because it could be seen as a sham trust as well. But I'm not gonna go too detail into that. And it could stop you from doing a lot of other things, and it could be making you look like you have a alter ego. Like, this is completely in the fit for you, so all the liability falls on you. We just talked about this alter ego dealing with the person of the corporate veil. But anyway, it says many factors can influence the procedure for setting up a trust, including the age, size of the estate, and the marital status of the trustor. We provide information on choosing a trustee, amending an existing trust, as well as why a trust might be useful and how a trust ends. And they have like a little bit of other little links down here we can go to on our private studies. But
right.
Any inputs on that, God, comments?
Not really. It's just giving you the breakdown of basically, like you said, you know what I'm saying? It's just really giving you the rundown of how to get a better understanding of what a trust is, how to do it, you know what I'm saying? But we like to do a lot of things privately, so a lot of this, I mean, it can apply to most. It just depends on, like you said, how you really want to set it up. I prefer it to be a lot more private than this, so I know our rules would be a lot different than what we are reading today. And
right, they just give you like the overall, the standard,
right.
Basics.
Exactly. So, but I understand it, you know what I'm saying? Like, and we're trying to give our listeners a great understanding of exactly the importance of the trust. So, man,
yeah.
I don't have too much to expound on.
did an excellent job. Oh yeah, respect. Yeah, another little comment I got. Yeah, so trust, all in all, as we can see so far, it's an agreement. An agreement is also a contract. So a trust is a contract. And
right.
That's why I got different parties involved. You just do a little more research other than the information that is coming from these links and sources. So I think we are over the half an hour mark. So we'll just go ahead and go on a short break. So
all
we'll
right,
be right
back. We'll be back, man. Peace to the gods.
Peace to the gods.
Yup. If one more label try to stop me, it's gonna be some dreadhead niggas in your lobby. Never sweet out. My shooters come for free, so if one more label try to stop me, it's gonna be some dread niggas in your lobby. You don't want no problem when no problem with me. You don't.
You thought it was.
I just pop out Percocets and only call the buzz. And if that label try to stop me, they gon' be some crazy Weezy fans waiting in the lobby. No life ain't.
Is the mic still sounding kind of low?
It just sounds like a little low. Like covering it up a little bit.
What about now? Is it still sounding like it?
Articulated.
Oh, just try.
Very clear.
Pretty clear?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah. Yeah, man, we back live in effect, man. Today is Financial Fridays, man, where we go in and we give you guys some information on how to better handle your finances. And today was the day where we decided to talk about the trust, man, and give you some insight on trust. Trust is a word, you know what I'm saying, that a lot of people use and abuse at the same time, man. But as we went over earlier, it's basically a contract. You see what I'm saying? And I like contracts. I like to be able to. I tell my partners all the time, man. I don't want to do business with anybody who is afraid of a contract, because that means that they have a lot to hide. You know what I'm saying? Like, how can I trust you if you don't give me something that, you know what I'm saying, if you don't do the proper service or give me, you know, what I came to you for, you know, then we don't have a complete understanding. You can handle me in any kind of way that you would like, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man, trust, man, it's powerful. And today, man, is a very special topic. Because we definitely want to understand what a trust is. You know what I'm saying? We definitely want to understand what it is and what, you know, what you are dealing with. But yeah, man. Yeah, Kalon, were you through with the fine law? Were you through with that one?
Yeah, the fine law is done with. That's finished. We'll also everyone who's inside the private chat. We'll go deeper into this, like, through the weekends, I guess, and until, right, like, Financial Friday comes around again, because we're going to go a little deeper to all of those links in there. We're not going to be able to get into all the links. That's the advantage of getting into the private chat. And if you want to get into the private chat, you also can just send an email to fortheloveofcommerce@gmail.com. But yeah, we're done with fine law though.
Okay. And also, man, for those who are in the chat, if you are online listening to us and you would like to actually get in into the call, let me pull the numbers back up, man. It is 563-999-3670 and type 1 if you would like to kind of go over anything, you know. And if you are online and you want to be into the chat, you can also go to Blog Talk Radio. We haven't actually put anything into the chat on Blog Talk yet, but we're working more with trying to better understand, even with the Blog Talk Radio.
But again, you can always send us a message at fortheloveofcommerce@gmail.com, man, and you can get put inside our private chat that we have set up. So, you know, but back into the lesson, man, we was on, I see the next one is Investopedia, and it is the trust definition. We can go into that one.
That one might be a little long.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you wanted to go into the Wikipedia one?
A private section one. If we could go the Wikipedia, you know, that normally just get like everything knocked out at once. At least we can get into that. And if we got time, we could definitely go inside the Investopedia, no doubt.
Let's click on the Wikipedia one. And let's read that one, man. And it says trust law, all right? A trust law is a legal relationship in which the holder of a right gives it to another person or entity who must keep and use it solely for another's benefit. Man, I love that. I love it. You know, this keeps down the confusion. You know what I'm saying? This right here keeps down the confusion, man. When I first met my son's mom, she had a trust set in place for whenever she had children or for her children that were before me. And, man, it kept down a lot of confusion. It kept down, okay, who was going to get what? Hey, you see what I'm saying?
Right.
Nah, you see? Like, it's already written in stone. So, and then I love the fact that it was an irrevocable one. So she, you know, you can't just automatically, hey, you know what, I made a mistake. Nah, you have to think on that. You see what I'm saying? Like, nah, you know, we want to be able to reach in and grab this because, you know, you got money hungry people out here, man. They will kill you for money nowadays. You know, so it's a beautiful thing when you can set up this type of trust, and if something was to happen to you, or let's say you need this stuff with someone, and everybody is you have a lot of people who get in relationships because of what people have that they feel as though they can take from you. You see what I'm saying? And that's the new money. That's the new way of coming up. You have people, not just women, you have men too. Men go after women with the nice cars, the nice houses, you know what I'm saying? They go after them too, you see what I'm saying? And literally they would try to marry you and do all these things just so that they can be a part of what you work so hard for. And so the beautiful thing about trust is that, again, let me read it. It says that trust is a legal relationship. In which the holder of a right gives it to another person or entity who must keep and use it solely for another's benefit. Alright? And Anglo-American common law, the party who entrusts the right is known as the settlor. Alright? The party to whom the right is entrusted is known as the trustee. The party for whose benefit the property is entrusted is known as the beneficiary. And the entrusted property itself is known as the corpus or trust property. All right? With the strategic and legal use of trust, individuals can ensure that their children and grandchildren are chosen beneficiaries, are able to benefit completely from the inheritance they want them to receive. Excellent, excellent way to put that. Me growing up, I'll just give you a story. Me growing up, my grandfather, he worked, busted his butt off at a factory. But my granddaddy had a plan. He said, you know what, I'm going to buy a bunch of property. I'm going to leave it for my kids and my grandchildren, right? Well, once my grandfather passed,
the properties that the majority of the properties that he had were sold off by the older children because of greed, right? So who benefited off of it? He wanted those properties to be for his, to be able to be passed down for his children, his grandchildren, his great grandchildren. You see what I'm saying? But because of greed, because of, you know, people wanted to just get fast money, they didn't care. They went off and they sold everything. They sold majority. I think my granddad had over 10 properties before he passed, and we can account for at least 3 of those properties today. You see what I'm saying? So, man, it was crazy because I wanted to know. I was upset. I was like, wow. I never thought that, you know, me as a child growing up, I would actually witness it. So I wanted to find other ways to be able to pass things down from my children to my grandchildren to my great-grandchildren. And this is what I found. All right? And so not only that, you know, when I ran into my son's mom, she had already had a trust set in place. You see what I'm saying? All she had to do now was just add my child on to it. You see what I'm saying? And so, me personally, I didn't really care for anything she had because I know me, I'm a grinder. I like to go out and get mine, but you see? But for her family, it was hard for me to say so about her family. And people do wicked things when they are trying to get everything you have. So this is really the best strategy whenever you're going out and you are looking at to acquire property. So remember, own nothing, control everything. You be the controller. All right? Okay, a testamentary trust is created by a will and arises after the death of the settler. An inter-vivis trust. I hope I pronounced it that right. It is created during the settler's lifetime by a trust instrument. A trust may be revocable or irrevocable. In the United States, a trust is presumed to be irrevocable unless the instrument or will creating it states it is revocable. Except in Pennsylvania, California, Oklahoma, and Texas, and any other state that has adopted Section 602 of the Uniform Trust Code, all right, in which trust, and then we'll come back and look at what it's highlighted, Uniform Trust Code, we'll come back and check that out, all right, in which trusts are presumed to be revocable unless the instrument or will creating them states that are irrevocable. Let me read that. In which trusts are presumed to be revocable unless the instrument or will creating them states they are irrevocable. An irrevocable trust can be broken, revoked, only by a judicial proceeding.
Hey, Doc. Right. You sound a little far away. My fault. Oh.
Yeah. Let me
change
the mic. Hold on.
That's a lot better?
Yeah, that's a lot better.
Okay. All right. And then it reads, a trustee is the legal owner of the property in trust as fiduciary for the beneficiary or beneficiaries who is or the equitable owners of the trust property. Trustees thus have a fiduciary duty to manage the trust to the benefit of the equitable owners. they must provide a regular accounting of trust income and expenditures. All right. Trustees may be compensated and be reimbursed their expenses. A court of competent jurisdiction can remove a trustee who breaches their fiduciary duty. Some breaches of fiduciary duty can be charged and tried as criminal offenses in a court of law. Okay, I like how that was broken down, right? Hey, God, one thing that I learned, right, was that even though she had a public trust, right, see, when I met my son's mom, she didn't really know too much about a trust, but she knew that the state had to set one up for the amount of money she was awarded, right? So,
right.
With that being said, it was more like you're the beneficiary of the trust, so they have to give you the benefit of that trust, right? But for some strange reason, the trustees feel as though I felt like they were doing like shady things. You get what I'm saying? So when I look more into it, because you got to think about it, now my seed has to encounter this, and if I want my son to have a prosperous life with dealing with this trust, I wanted to make sure as a parent that, hey, you guys are playing fair. You get what I'm saying? Like, you guys are not just, you know, out here taking unnecessary funds out of the trust and splurging it with your children and not giving it to who it belongs to. You get what I'm saying? So, yeah, man, we had to dig deep into what a trust was and the roles of the trust, right? And so, you know, yeah, these trustees can be fired, man. They can be fired at any given moment. At any given moment, as long as you have proof that these people are being shady in any form or fashion, all right? So remember that. Sure. Anybody that's out there that's actually dealing with a trust, you know, because a lot of us don't know exactly what a trust is. So we go off of what people tell us, you know. And I used to have to correct my son's mom, like, hold up. Read what you have. Read it. Don't just, you know what I'm saying, sign what they want you to sign, and then, you know, you ain't really just looked into it. No, read that. And then don't just trust an attorney. I mean, it's good to have one, but don't just trust an attorney, because sometimes attorneys know trustees. People know each other, depending on, you know what I'm saying, who you communicating with. So you want to be on the safe side. Read it for yourself, all right? All right. And then it says that a trustee can be a natural person, a business entity, or a public body. A trust in the United States may be subject to federal and state tax. This is the reason why we deal with more other kind of trust, but, you know, that's a different subject for a different day. All right? And it says a trust is created by a settlor who transfers title to some or all of his or her property to a trustee, who then holds title to that property and trust for the benefit of the beneficiaries. The trust is governed by the terms under which it was created. In most jurisdictions, this requires a contractual trust agreement or deed. Again, we talked about that contract. I mean, that's all it is, contract, all right? All right. Sure. It is possible for a single individual to assume the role or of more than one of these parties, and for multiple individuals to share a single role. For example, in a living trust, it is common for the grantor to be both a trustee and a lifetime beneficiary while naming other contingent beneficiaries. Trusts have existed since Roman times and have become one of the most important innovations in property law. Wow. I'm definitely going to go into that property law. Okay. But then it reads, trust law has evolved through court rulings differently in different states. So statements in this article are generalization and understanding the jurisdiction, specific case law involved is tricky. Some U.S. states are adapting the Uniform Trust Code to codify and harmonize their trust laws, but state-specific variations still remain. An owner placing property into trust turns over part of his or her bundle of rights to the trustee, separating the property's legal ownership and control from its equitable ownership and benefits. This may be done for tax reasons or to control the property and its benefit if the settlor is absent, incapacitated, or deceased. Testamentary trust may be created in wills, defining how money and property would be handled for children or other beneficiaries. While the trustee is given legal title to the trust property and accepting title, the trustee owns a number of fiduciary duties to the beneficiaries. The primary duties owed are those of loyalty, prudence, and impartiality. Trustees may be held to a very high standard of care in their dealings to enforce their behavior. To ensure beneficiaries receive their due, trustees are subject to a number of accessory duties in support of the primary duties, including duties of openness and transparency, the duties of record keeping, accounting, and disclosure. In addition, a trustee has a duty to know, understand, and abide by the terms of the trust and relevant law. The trustee may be compensated and have expenses reimbursed, but otherwise must turn over all profits for the trust property and neither in depth nor richly speculate on the trust asset without the written clear permission of all of the adult beneficiaries. There are strong restrictions. There are strong restrictions regarding a trustee with a conflict of interest. Courts can reverse a trustee's action, order profits return, and impose other sanctions if they find a trustee has failed in any of his or her duties. Such a failure in a civil breach of trust and can leave a neglectful or dishonest trustee with severe liabilities for the breach. It is highly advisable for settlers and, in many cases, trustees to seek legal advice before entering into a trust agreement, and trustees must take great care in acting or admitting to act to avoid lawful mistakes. That's very important. You don't want anybody to handle your business that don't know how to handle business, because the trust won't last long. You know, it won't. It'll be a waste of your time. So you want somebody that has your best interest, and not only your best interest, but actually has some form of information that they will be able to use to, which is studying law, or have some form of information when it comes to dealing with law, because you don't want your trust to be a sham, basically. And like Kalon was saying, that's where that piercing the corporate trust, man, comes in, and that we went over last week. You know, you don't want your business to be pierced. You don't want the state to have to step in, because that causes all types of confusions. It creates so much more problems for you, you know, and you don't want that. You know, you want to have a stress-free life, and that's part of what the beneficiaries are for, man. They just want to benefit off of the trust, which I get that. Nobody actually wants to work hard, and if I want the things that I'm building up now, I don't want to have to worry about my children having to worry about that. No, go out and enjoy life. This is here for you. You see what I'm saying? Like, this is here for you. I'm going to set it up properly so you understand, like, you out there, man, you are secure. The properties are secure. You know, just add to it. That's it. And we should all teach our children about this, you know. Give them something to look forward to. Always. Always. But better take care of what we are leaving behind for our children. Okay, and then, you know, it goes on. It goes on.
Can we go into the if we can read the basic principles?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you see the basic principle, Kyle?
Basic principle.
It's a tab. If you go down, you're going to see history, significance, then you're going to see basic principles.
Okay. Yeah. I see it. I got you.
Okay, but
I got you.
Yes, sir.
And so,
hey, this section, we can read this section, and we should say it. I mean, this whole tab right here should wrap the show, and I feel like it should be good. This is good.
I bet. It says, property of any sort may be held in a trust. The use of trusts are many and varied for both personal and commercial reasons. And trust may provide benefits in estate planning, asset protection, and taxes. Living trust may be created during a person's life through the drafting of a trust instrument or after death in a will. In a relevant sense, a trust can be viewed as a generic form of a corporation where the settlers, investors, are also the beneficiaries. All right, this is a particularly evident in the Delaware Business Trust, which could theoretically, with the language in the governing instrument, be organized as a cooperative corporation or a limited liability corporation. Although traditionally the Massachusetts Business Trust has been commonly used in the U.S., one of the most significant aspects of trust is the ability to partition and shield assets from the trustee. Multiple beneficiaries and their respective creators, particularly the trustees' creators, making it bankruptcy remote.
Credit. Those are creditors.
Yeah, creditors. All right. Making it bankruptcy remote. Wow. Okay, I need to see what that bankruptcy remote is. Let me check that real quick. A bankruptcy remote company is a company within a corporate group whose bankruptcy has a little economic impact, has possible on other entities within a group. The bankruptcy remote company is often a single purpose entity. Okay.
Not to cut you off, and it also, just real quick, it says, in practice, due to the concept of limited liability, most companies in developed legal systems will be de facto bankruptcy remote from other members of the group, except in limited circumstances where creditors are permitted to pierce the corporate veil. Talking about pierce the corporate veil.
But yeah. All right. So then it goes back. We're going to go back, and it says, and leading and lending to its use in pension, mutual funds, and asset securitization, as well protection of individual spendthrifts through the spendthrift trust. All right. And you wanted to go below that one?
Yeah, we just this whole little time right here where we're under until we reach to the end. I think we could get through that, and it'll give us an understanding.
Okay. All right. Well, do me a favor, God. Go ahead and do that one. Let me do this little commerce real quick, and I'm going to jump right back in. All
right, for sure. Yeah, I got you. All
right.
So let me just read where J-Rock was at. So it says, one of the most significant aspects of trust is the ability to partition and shield assets from the trustee, multiple beneficiaries, and the respective creditors, particularly the trustee's creditors, making it bankruptcy remote and leading to its use in pensions, mutual funds, and asset securitization, as well protection of individual spendthrifts through a spendthrift trust. So it's saying the one of the significant abilities for this Massachusetts Business Trust is to particularly protect creditors from coming after the trust, you know what I'm saying, or letting the trustee creditors come in place. So if the trustee is controlling the trust, right, not making the creditors of the trustee able to come and try to pierce, you know, the trust, because it's not the trustee's trust, you know what I'm saying? This is not the trustee's assets. So the creditors can't necessarily come in and try to take the trust assets, because the trustee is the controller or the manager. It's not his to begin with. He's not the owner. So yeah, that's that. And let's go down where it says terminology. Now it's saying terminology got a little chart of trust right here. Let me go ahead and click it. It says settler on the left, contribution of assets plus letter of wishes, and it says put that into a trust. And it has on the right protector, and it says consent required for some actions, and it also puts that into the trust, which is the trustee. And at the bottom it says distribution under the trustee, and then it goes to the beneficiaries. All right, and it says appointer. This is the person who can appoint a new trustee or remove an existing one. This person is usually mentioned in the trust deed. So the appointer
is the one who can appoint a new trustee or remove an existing one, right? And that, they say that is normally mentioned in the trust deed. And they got another one that says appointment. In trust law, appointment often has its everyday meaning. It is common to talk of the appointment of a trustee, for example. However, appointment also has a technical trust law meaning, either the act of appointing, i.e. giving an asset from the trust to a beneficiary, usually where there is some choice in the matter, such as in a discretionary trust, or the name of the document which gives of effect to the appointment. All right. Let's see. Say at the bottom here, the trustee's right to do this where it exists is called a power of appointment. Sometimes a power of appointment is given to someone other than the trustee, such as the settlor, the protector, or a beneficiary. So you can have sometimes the beneficiary can be the appointer, or the trustee, or the protector, or the settlor. So it's like anybody can really in the trust, as far as like the grantor, settlor, the grantor, trustee, or beneficiary can actually be the pointer, the one who appoints, and who can pretty much fire the trustee. As trustee for ATF, this is the legal term used to imply that an entity is acting as a trustee. So ATF, that's like a, it means as trustee for. So you can use ATF as an acronym. Okay. A beneficiary is anyone who receives benefits from any assets the trust owns. In its own capacity, IIOC, this term refers to the fact that the trustee is acting on its own behalf. That's the IIOC, which in its own capacity. Protector. A protector may be appointed in an express inter vivos trust as a person who has some control over the trustee, usually including a power to dismiss the trustee and appoint another. The legal status of a protector is the subject of some debate. No one doubts that a trustee has fiduciary responsibilities. If a protector also has fiduciary responsibilities, then the court, if asked by beneficiaries, could order him or her to act in the way the court decrees. So, if you do have a protector, right? And inside of your trust, the protector can pretty much be controlled by the beneficiaries, and the beneficiaries in some cases can be controlled by the court. However, in some instances, it just depends on how you set it up. However, a protector is unnecessary to the nature of a trust. Many trusts can and do operate without one. So you can operate without a protector. Also, protectors are comparatively new. While the nature of trust has been established over hundreds of years, it is therefore, though, by some that protectors have fiduciary duties and by others that they do not. The case law has not yet established this point. So the case law haven't even established protectors, you know, to have a fiduciary duty or not. And also we've seen that a protector is fairly new. It also says, now we're moving on to settlers. This is the person or persons who creates the trust. Grantors is a common synonym. Terms of the trust means the settlor's wishes expressed in the trust instrument. Trust deed. A trust deed is a legal document that defines that the trust, such as the trustee, beneficiary, settlor, and appointer, and the terms and conditions of the agreement. That's trust deed. And it says trust distribution. A trust distribution is any income or assets that is given out to the beneficiaries of the trust. And it says trustee. A trustee, a person, either an individual, a corporation, or more than one of either, who administers a trust. A trustee is considered a fiduciary and owes the highest duty under the law to protect trust assets from unreasonable loss for the trust beneficiaries. So trustees is very important. It literally says it owes the highest duty under the law to protect the trust assets from unreasonable loss for the trust beneficiaries. And when you're in a trustee position, everything has to be seen for the benefit of the beneficiary. So can't be the benefit of the trustee solely. No. Also, see, it says creation. Trust may be created by the express intentions of the settlor, also known as the founder, express trust. Or they may be created by operation of law known as implied trust. An implied trust is one created by a court of equity because of acts or situation of the parties. Implied trusts are divided into two categories, resultant and constructive. A resultant trust is implied by the law to work out the presumed intentions of the parties, but it does not take into consideration their expressed intent. A constructive trust is a trust implied by law to work out justice between the parties regardless of their intentions. So these constructive trusts is completely controlled by the court, regardless of the party's intentions. So yeah, that your intention doesn't even matter in those cases of a constructive trust or implied trust. All right, it says common ways in which a trust is created include, number one, a written trust instrument created by the settlor and signed by both the settlor and the trustees, often referred to as an inter vivos or living trust. Number two, an oral declaration or promise. Number three, the will of a decedent, usually called a testamentary trust, or a court order for, and this is number four, a court order, for example, in family proceedings. In some jurisdictions, certain types of assets may not be subject of a trust without a written document. Right. And it says formalities. The formalities required of a trust depend on the type of trust in question. So depending on the type of trust, depends on the formalities and how you would actually form it. Let's see. Let's go into it. Let's check it out. And it says, generally, a private express trust requires three elements to be certain, which together are known as the three certainties. These elements were determined in Knight versus Knight, and Knight meaning K-N, well, spelled K-N-I-G-H-T versus K-N-I-G-H-T, to be intention, subject matter, and objects. The certainty of intention allows the court to ascertain a settlor's true reason for creating the trust. The certainties of subject matter and objects allow the court to administer trust when the trustees fail to do so. The court determines whether there is sufficient certainty by construing the words used in the trust instrument. These words are construed objectively in their reasonable meaning within the context of the entire instrument. Despite intention being integral to express trust, the court will try not to let trust fail for the lack of certainty. Number one, intention, a mere expression of hope that a trust be created, does not constitute the intent to create a trust. Conversely, the use of terms of art such as the word trust does not of itself establish whether an instrument is an express trust. Disputes in this area mainly concerns differentiating gifts from trust. Number two, subject matter. The property subject to the trust must be clearly identified. Palmer versus Simmons. One may not, for example, settle the majority of my estate. Hold on 1 second. Yeah, someone tried to call me. One may not, for example, settle the majority of my estate, as a quotation, as the precise extent cannot be ascertained. Trust property may be any form of specific property, be it real or personal, tangible or intangible. It is often, for example, real estate, shares, or cash. And it says number three, objects. The beneficiary of the trust must be clearly identified or at least be ascertainable. Lehan's settlement, in the case of discretionary trust, where the trustees have power to decide who the beneficiaries will be, the settlor must have described a clear class of beneficiaries. McPhail versus Dalton. Beneficiaries may include people not born at the date of the trust. For example, my future grandchildren. Alternatively, the object of a trust could be a charitable purpose rather than specific beneficiaries. A few people do that, beneficiary as a charitable purpose, and they put a charity actually as a beneficiary. So, all right, we go down to trustees. And that was the three certainties, right? The intention, subject matter, and objects. So we're going to go down where it says trustees. A trust may have multiple trustees, and these trustees are the legal owners of the trust property, but have a fiduciary duty to beneficiaries and various duties, such as a duty of care and a duty to inform. I'm going to call him back. A trust may have multiple trustees, and these trustees are the legal owners of the trust property, but have a fiduciary duty to beneficiaries and various duties, such as a duty of care and a duty to inform. If trustees do not adhere to these duties, they may be removed through a legal action. The trustee may be either a person or a legal entity, such as a company. But typically, the trust itself is not a legal entity. And any litigation involving the trust must include the trustee as a party. A trustee has many rights and responsibilities, which vary based on the jurisdiction and trust instrument. If a trust lacks a trustee, a court may appoint a trustee. So if your trust does not have a trustee, the court will appoint one. And if a court appoints one, the court is in control, trust me. They're going to appoint someone in their benefit, for their benefit.
Right.
The trustees administer the affairs attended to the trust. The trust affairs may include prudently investing the assets of the trust, accounting for a reporting periodically to the beneficiaries, filing required tax returns, and other duties. In some cases, dependent upon the trust instrument, the trustees must make discretionary decisions as to whether beneficiaries should receive trust assets for their benefit. A trustee may be held personally liable for problems, although fiduciary liability insurance similar to directors and officers liability insurance can be purchased. For example, a trustee could be liable if assets are not properly invested. So trustees gotta make sure they do their part, even when it comes to doing stuff like insurance. You gotta carry your duty, because trustees can also be fired if they're not doing the right thing. And another key point, if you have one trustee, right, make sure you get another one, you know. Make sure you get another one to avoid, and it just depends on if you're the one creating the trust or not, or if you're just a trustee. It just depends. But on a settler standpoint, if you're creating this trust for the beneficiaries, don't just only have one trustee. Because when that one trustee fails, that trustee doesn't have to die. Only thing it has to do is fail in its duty. And once it fails in its duty, it'll be seen as a breach. And they will be fired pretty much. And if you only had one trustee and that trustee got fired, then who's going to be the trustee? If you don't have no trustee, then another trustee or successor trustee, one will be appointed for you. And pretty much the court would administer your trust. Just like that. Alright, so, and it says, however, in the United States, similar to directors and officers, an exculpatory clause may minimize liability. Although this was previously held to be against public policy, this position has changed. In the United States, the Uniform Trust Code provides for reasonable compensation and reimbursement for trustees subject to review by court. Although trustees may be unpaid, commercial banks acting as trustees typically charge about 1% of assets under management. So, trustees can be unpaid, right? And it all, but when you're dealing with the commercial banks, right? Because that's public. When you're dealing with the commercial banks acting as trustee, they typically charge about 1% of assets under management. So 1% assets of the trust assets is shared out to the commercial banks because they're management. They charging you for a service. But if you know somebody who would, you know, be a trustee and don't have to pay them, I feel like that would be a good route. You know what I'm saying? Just it just has a bond. You guys have a bond and a trust. Y'all just have an agreement. Where it could be husband and wife. The benefit of the children. However you want to do it. But beneficiaries. The beneficiaries are beneficial or equitable owners of the trust property. Either immediately or eventually, the beneficiaries will receive income from the trust property, or they will receive the property itself. So the beneficiaries can receive the income from the trust property, right? The trust is the property, or it can pretty much receive the trust itself, the whole trust. Just depends how you want to do it. Do you want them to control the trust, or do you want them to have the own it? You know what I'm saying? And if you gotta give them the trust, you probably want to put them in a position where they control it instead of just owning it. Because remember, ownership comes with liability. So it just depends on how you want to do it. The extent of a beneficiary's interest depends on the wording of the trust document. One beneficiary may be entitled to income, for example, in interest from a bank account, whereas another may be entitled to the entirety of the trust property when he attains the age of 25 years old. And it also says the settlor has much discretion when creating the trust, subject to some limitations imposed by law. The use of trust as a means to inherit substantial wealth may be associated with some negative connotations, and some beneficiaries who are able to live comfortably from trust proceeds without having to work a job may be jokingly referred to as a trust fund baby, regardless of age or trustafarians, right? So, you know, some people can inherit the trust, and they might be seen as trust fund babies jokingly. That's what they jokingly throw around, or calling them like trustafarians, regardless of the age. But yeah, that was Financial Friday. You talking about the trust, getting the information on the trust. I really enjoyed this show. I'm definitely about to listen to it over again.
We definitely have to dive and get more into depth about that trust, man. That's my goal, man. I want to make the next trust that's set up, man. It's in a private, you know. Get it together.
Yes, sir. And then you gotta find
you gotta find people, like, you gotta find a private community. You know, if you can't find a private community, which we got a private community, but if you find a private community, if you can't find one, create one. You know, learn, study private information, and then learn, keep learning, and you'll run into it because of law of attraction. You know, this is what you're into, and not coincidentally, but because of law of attraction, you run into these people. And they might just, you never know, they might just invite you in. A lot of well-established private communities, you have to be trustworthy, you know? Because who's going to let, like, trust is dealing with integrity. Like, you have to have full integrity. You have to have full morals. You got to make sure that you're going to do what you say you're going to do. Even when you're dealing with a lot of property. Yeah, you see houses. Yeah, you see big bank account money. You know what I'm saying? You're a trustee and moving with these accounts. Are you going to do what you're supposed to do for the benefit of the beneficiaries? Or are you going to do a misconduct and say, oh, well, I deserve $50,000. That $50,000 is not going to hurt all the $1 million, and you take $50,000, and that's a violation. And you're in breach of contract. Now you got to go to court, and you're going to be held liable for that. So it's like, whatever avenue, don't let greed take over, because it's not going to turn out how you want it to. It's going to be in high favor. Remember, because the trustee is highly seen to do a fiduciary position. Like, you're supposed to play that fiduciary position to your best ability, because you're like the buffer to the benefit. You're the manager of this whole trust, pretty much. So you're gonna be held liable, man. That's all I can say for that point. But yeah, you're gonna be dealing with a lot of stuff. And we deal with trusteeship. We definitely deal with trusteeship and belief and trustee being a trustee. So we definitely gonna build our community up, our private community up. That's why we recommend people to also, only good people, man. Like, all good people, like, no greedy people and stuff like that, to have a opportunity, because a lot of these private communities, you have to have wealth established, a high wealth established. And before we get up to that stage of having to charge, you know what I'm saying, people and stuff like that to a high degree, I don't really think it'll be more on integrity, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't really care how much funds you do have. It's all about your integrity. How much morals do you have? You know what I'm saying? What's your ethics? How do you conduct yourself? You know, if money come around you, are you going to switch up? Or are you going
to... Are you going to stay the same, man?
Exactly. Stand on what you want. Besides the material,
I don't like greedy people, man. They show me a side, man, that I'd be like wow, just for that, like wow, man. Like, I know what it feels like to be broke. You know what I'm saying? And I don't mind being that, because I feel like the broke I am, you can only love me that way. You know what I'm saying? You might not like me, but I know you're gonna love me. You know what I'm saying? I know you're going to love me because I'm broke. I don't have what it takes to make you fall in love with me, man. And you just automatically love me, you know? Because I don't have anything, man. You're destined to love me, you know? But people that has it all, man, I see it. I see it a lot. I see the way people change up, man, because of what a person has. And I'm like, wow. Man, that is crazy. Money make you do that? Oh, okay, yeah, I know how to move with you. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
As,
And it's cool to be like, I'm not gonna say like it's okay, but it's definitely good to go through those phases of not having, you know, wealth inside of your pockets. But wealth is just like, remember when they had an interview with Bob Marley, and Bob Marley, they were saying, "How rich are you?" And he's like, "What do you mean rich?" I'm like, "How rich?" And then they would be like, "Rich in possession." And then he's like, "Nah, riches is my life forever." You know what I'm saying? So people defining rich and broke and poor in a different way. It's a whole spiritual mentality.
Yeah, man.
So look past the material. When you are able to look past the material and see how rich somebody is in their mental and how wealthy they are in their mind and their morals, then you can now gain money in your pocket. It will come. Just stand on. Yeah, you might not have it now in your pockets physically, but it's bound to come. Law of attraction. Just stay down, stay firm, stay on your square. Don't switch up for nobody. Stand on your morals.
Man,
yeah,
stand on it.
You got any input? You got any input? Input?
Yeah, I wouldn't say don't go for it. You know what I'm saying? Like, we all want money, man. We all want money. Believe that. We all want riches. We all want it, man. We all want that, but don't change. That's what we're trying to get you to say. Don't change. You don't have to change on your brothers or your sister. You know what I'm saying? Just for that. You know, man, hey, I believe in reaching for the stars, man. I believe in, you know, reaching for the planets. I believe in all of that, you know. But I've been around it. I've surrounded myself around it. And I've also seen it bring so much evil, man. It brings a lot of evil, you know. And, this was a beautiful, beautiful show, man. Beautiful, excellent, you know what I'm saying? And, man, I love the way you broke everything down, God. And you did an excellent job, man.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to have to go back into the chat, man, and to the archives and actually go back over some things, man, because trust, that's very important. That's very important. I have to teach my stepkids this information, you know, because a lot of times they just don't know, but I get it, you know. She taught me for a reason so that now I'm able to teach others, you see, and I'm learning as we go, you see what I'm saying, so... With that being it, man, it's been a beautiful, beautiful show. You know, we'll be back this Sunday for Knowledgeable Sundays. Come tune in with us as we bring you a powerful, powerful show, and you know, we get back with you guys.
Hey, for sure, for sure. Beautiful show. Hey, we gonna get there. I'll see you on Sunday.
All right, man. Peace to the God.
Peace to the God.
Yeah, man, them don't know the unruly boss, man. You see me? Man, say all of the unruly. Represent for the Vivo, though. Kick it off like a real cup match, same speed. Yo, fully, fully. On the Viva, though. Yo, Josh. Life teach me something, make me not trust a lot. Me not trust me care, so me fi go trust a shot. Can't find some of my friend them right, I know, but I believe me, say it was a lot. I don't trust friends, I don't trust family. I am chosen. Me no love life like simile. Me only trust the bank and God. Vivo, only trust the bank and God. Me only trust the bank and God. Chubbs, only trust the bank and God. Me only trust the bank and God. Only trust the bank and God. Only trust the bank and God. YG. Boy, them people you was a dance shark. Can't tell them your business because them love talk. Instigator them so watch your head part. Them we set up them friends to kill you in a bus park. From them energy no right, then Father God move them from out of my life. Know them we set up your life, so me walk with my gun every day, every night. I don't.
just friends. I don't just family. I am chosen. I'm me, me don't just nobody. Me only just the bank and God. 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 Them drive me all in a Jesus and me see man killing bread of fear, peace of land. The Jude and afraid and a evil man. Almighty, why for your evil plan? Jaja watch over me, girl. You know say we firm, we born to fight. We pull up our enemy. Fully no left he gone, no day, no night. Dark man a real OG, me no frightened for the limelight. Big and love spotlight, them working for your highlight. Tell them run up if them want go a bright light. Man shoot a so bright, Jamaican so light. Back me come weed and the same thing so high. God the great, the Judah. Like a land you taking over. Dog me deep, trust me neighbor. From me young, me trust the sea. Cho. I don't trust friends. I don't trust family. I am chosen. Right, we don't trust nobody. We only trust the bank and God. Yeah, only trust the bank and God. We only trust the bank and God. Only trust the bank and God. Me only trust the bank and God. Only trust the bank and God. Only trust the bank and God. Oh, you wicked. Oh, you're unruly, you know the fucking thing, go. You know the thing. Fully, fully. Crazy, crazy. YG, why pray? Bumbo class. Only trust the bank and God. Them dead.